It's Tuesday, April 10th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Leia Sherebu, the Christian Nigerian girl who was kidnapped by Boko Haram, has sent a message to her parents. The Worldview has obtained the message through International Christian Concern. Leia wrote, quote, "My mother, you should not be disturbed. I know it is not easy missing me, but I want to assure you that I am fine where I am. I am confident that one day I shall see your face again, if not here, then there at the bosom of our Lord Jesus Christ." End quote. Nathan Johnson of International Christian Concern told The Worldview that Leia was the only one kept in captivity because she is a Christian.
Of the 110 girls, 109 were known to be Muslim. It was less than a month later, after the kidnapping took place, that 104 of the girls were released, 5 of them dying in captivity. The only one who wasn't released was Leia Sherebu.
Pray fervently for an overcoming faith for our sister and her family at this time. Tomorrow, the Senate Judiciary Committee will be considering President Trump's nominee for a U.S. District Court in Louisiana. Life News calls Wendy Vitter, quote, "a strong pro-life advocate," end quote. In a letter to supporters, Planned Parenthood's President Don Lagoons calls Ms. Vitter, quote, "Trump's worst judicial nominee so far, an outrageously inappropriate choice," end quote. Indeed, Proverbs 29:27 notes that an unjust man is an abomination to the righteous, but one whose way is straight is an abomination to the wicked. The Population Research Institute finds that China is still requiring women pregnant with a third child to undergo an abortion. Fines for those who exceed the limit amount to 2 to 10 times their annual household income, depending on the province. Also, some provinces are requiring abortions and sterilizations where either husband or wife suffers from a, quote, "serious congenital defect," end quote. Also, Chinese employers are required by law to garnish wages to pay the fines or fire the women who do not comply with the state abortion policies. The National Health, Population, and Family Planning Department reports 23 million abortions per year in China, which means almost 60% of Chinese pregnancies end with the death of the child. Exodus 1 reminds us of the midwives who feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but let the male children live. So God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very strong. In the overruling providence of God, Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban, known for his Christian testimony, was re-elected to a third term in elections over the weekend. Orban and his anti-immigration Fidesz party walked away with a supermajority in Sunday's elections, holding 134 of 199 parliamentary seats. The prime minister said it was, quote, "an opportunity for ourselves to defend Hungary, a decisive victory," end quote. Orban has argued for defending a Christian Europe against Islamic migration, and he has opposed the United Nations and the influence of the American left-wing billionaire George Soros. The U.S. deficit for the first 6 months of the fiscal year is nearing $600 billion. That's about a 15% increase over the same period in 2017. A new Reuters poll found that Americans over the age of 60 with college degrees have shifted from a Republican majority to a Democratic majority, a 12% shift towards liberal voting in just 2 years. Lifeway Research has a new survey out on church discipline, and it turns out that 55% of pastors surveyed could not think of a member who had been, quote, "formally disciplined," end quote, in the church. In the survey, the Methodist denomination was the least likely to implement church discipline. The website, known for its advertising for prostitutes and alleged underage prostitution, has been shut down by the federal government. A notice published on the Backpage.com website over the weekend indicates that the site was seized by the FBI, as well as the Criminal Investigation Department of the Internal Revenue Service and the Department of Justice's Child Exploitation and Obscenity Section. Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona told the New York Times this was, quote, an important step forward in the fight against human trafficking, end quote. Former President Jimmy Carter talked about prayers for President Trump, sanctions against North Korea, and loving his enemies on a recent appearance on a late-night talk show. Stay tuned for some sound bites and analysis immediately following the newscast. And finally, the Good News Network reports on a 2-year-old boy, Dylan Askin, who was diagnosed with lung cancer. After falling into a coma, one of his lungs collapsed and the doctors discovered that 80% of the surface area was covered in cysts. It was Good Friday, 2015, as the doctors were preparing to remove the life-sustaining equipment. But Dylan's pulse returned to normal, and within 2 days, on Easter, Dylan was released from the hospital. Doctors are calling it an Easter miracle. Dylan's brother told his parents, quote, he's like Jesus, rising from the dead, end quote. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, April 10th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report. I'm Adam McManus. On Friday, March 30th, former President Jimmy Carter, who is now 93 years old, stopped by CBS's Late Show with Stephen Colbert to talk about his new book entitled Faith, A Journey for All.
You pray a lot. Do you pray for Donald Trump?
I pray that he'll be a good president and that he'll keep our country at peace and that he'll refrain from using nuclear weapons and that he will promote human rights. So, yeah, pray for him.
Yeah. How are the... Thank you for your prayers, first of all. We do need them, but do you think your prayers are being answered so far?
Well, we used to have a pastor who would say, when you pray, God has three answers. One is yes, the other one is no, and the third one is you got to be kidding. So I'm not sure which one it is yet.
Colbert turned his attention to the American foreign policy regarding North Korea.
You've been critical of sanctions against North Korea. Why is the isolation, you think, a wrong thing to do?
Well, because when we imposed sanctions, like for 70 years against North Korea and that, about that long against Cuba, we get blamed for all the things that go wrong in the country, and it exalts the dictators. When we put some additional stress on them, like not any food aid and to destroy their economy, it hurts the average person who's already suffering under the dictator. And the dictators control the news media completely, so they blame all of their problems that they impose on the people on us.
Finally, President Carter defined what the Bible means by agape love on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Jesus says we should, you know, love our enemies as well as our friends and have so-called agape love or self-sacrificial love. Love for people that are not lovable. Love for people that don't love us back. That takes a lot of courage, I think. Since I've been out of politics, I've tried to get rid of those animosities that I used to cherish.
Sure. And you've outlived most of them, I'm guessing.
That's another secret to my success.
To be sure, President Carter gave a quick-witted, humorous response. However, while President Carter affirmed the Christian ethic of loving our enemies, a number of his views are in direct violation of Scripture, as revealed in a July 2015 interview with Mark Lamont Hill of the Huffington Post. For example, Carter has no qualms with homosexual faux marriage.
I think Jesus would encourage any sort of love affair if it was honest and sincere and was not damaging to anyone else. And I don't see that gay marriage damages anyone else. I think everybody should have a right to get married, regardless of their sex. The only thing I would draw a line on, I wouldn't be in favor of the government being able to force a local church congregation to perform gay marriages if they didn't want to.
Listen to what former President Carter said when Hill asked if Jesus would approve of homosexual faux marriage.
Would Jesus approve gay marriage?
I believe Jesus would. I don't know how to, I don't have any verse in Scripture.
Since that soundbite went by quickly, let me repeat what President Carter said before Hill cut him off. He said, quote, I believe Jesus would. I don't have any verse in Scripture, end quote. Of course, President Carter doesn't have a verse to back up that foolish, misguided claim. because none exists. In fact, Jesus declared in Mark 10:6-8 that, quote, at the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh, end quote. Carter also defended abortion in the cases of rape or incest.
I have a hard time believing that Jesus, for instance, would approve abortions unless it was because of rape or incest or if the mother's life was in danger.
Tell that to Judah Myers, the founder of Choices for Life, a pro-life ministry based in Houston, Texas, who was conceived in an 8-man rape, yet her mother chose life. Because she recognized that while the men who violated her were guilty, her baby was innocent and worthy of protection. Despite Carter's claim to the contrary, every child is created in God's image, including those conceived through rape and incest. Psalm 139:13-16 says, "For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Speaking of Carter's new book title, it appears as though the 93-year-old's journey of faith needs to include some faithful Bible reading and requisite repenting. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we've produced the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.